Imagine standing on a street corner and being able to see what it looked like 20, 50, even 100 years ago. Well, you can actually do that now at a website called HistoryPin. It allows users to superimpose vintage photos of a specific place, like a shop or a street corner, onto the modern image of that same location. HistoryPin has already collected more than 55,000 pictures, videos, and audio files since it started last year. Nick Stanhope is the founder of HistoryPin, and he joins me now from our studios in London. Nick Stanhope, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So when a person goes to HistoryPin, describe what they see.
They see a map, and on that map is pinned a whole series of historical content, photographic images, videos, audio recordings, as well as stories and recollections. They can explore as they would any map online, but the interesting bit is where they can start to explore by date as well as location.
Okay, so I'm on the site right now, and I'm in Washington, D.C. So I'm looking at a street corner here in Washington. It's Wisconsin and M. This is right in the heart of Georgetown. And I see the modern view of it right in front of me. But if I click on one of these pictures, I see that what appears to be, I believe it's now a Dean and DeLuca, used to be an automotive parts supplier, it looks like from the 50s or the 40s or something like that. And essentially, you can do that in a lot of places around America now.
Yeah, the response in America has been fantastic, and people have been pulling out their boxes of old photographs from under their beds and getting them on and creating exactly the kind of experiences that you describe, and they really want to add to the history of that particular spot.
Now, you have mobile apps, too, for this, right? Can you tell me about them?
The idea is that it's a little time machine in your pocket, which allows you to explore the content that's already been pinned and to, you know, to use that nice, to hold up your camera view and to overlay pictures from history on top of your, you know, the modern surroundings, and also to capture modern moments of history.
Some of the actual locations don't really change at all, obviously, depending on the perspective. I'm thinking of a photo I saw on the site of Trafalgar Square in London and of Nelson's Column. And the photo that you can look at a photo of King George's coronation, right? The day of his coronation at Trafalgar Square. Really, the only difference is the way people are dressed and what they're driving.
I think that's one of the most fascinating aspects of this. You know, next year is the Queen Elizabeth's Diamond Jubilee, and there'll be pictures that look almost exactly the same as King George's or Queen Elizabeth's coronation. What an amazing idea that we're really most of the time doing the same kind of things as our ancestors. And obviously technology has changed and transport and communications have all changed, but you know, a lot of what is recorded on HistoryPin is just ordinary people going about their daily business, which is actually very similar through the ages rather than drastically different.
I was watching a Google talk you gave, and you were talking about when you were a kid, you used to look at old photos with your grandma of places that you had been to.
Growing up, we always talked and looked at old family photos and footage. And then just before she died a few years ago, we spent a lot of time together around those kind of memories. And like anyone, it made me wish that I had done more of it sooner. There was one photo in particular that she loved, which was a photo taken of her working as a land girl in the summer of 1943. And just after the picture was taken, a guy drove along the road just behind this field, and his eye was so caught by these pretty land girls that he crashed into the ditch. And my gran was really pleased in her last days to be able to tell me that she had some devastating good looks in her day. And it was just, you know, that kind of time you have together, which, you know, is so precious, but was also capturing a story which other people found interesting.
That's Nick Stanhope. He's the man behind the project called HistoryPin. You can find it at historypin.com. And he spoke to me from our studios in London. Nick Stanhope, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Great to talk to you.